It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, good morning. Welcome. South Africa's new trade and industry minister says he's anxious to bring South Africa's what he calls worrying deindustrialization process to a halt. What does he mean by that? What's going on?
New trade and industry minister Rob Davies is putting his career on the line in saying that he definitely wants to stop our deindustrialization process. If we look at the statistics for the last 3 months in particular, and going before that, we've also had a shrinking industrial footprint, but we've seen that in March the production from our factories dropped by 11.7%, the month before 15%, the month before that 12.9%. So this is a cascading decline in industrial output, and he's saying we've got to bring that to a screeching halt. And he said that if anything, if people are going to measure his performance, they must measure it against how he stops deindustrialization in South Africa. And I think that he has not got that many instruments at his disposal, unfortunately. I mean, one always looks to the IDC, the Industrial Development Corporation, normally have got funds to do things. Even their balance sheet is quite strained at the moment, so that might need to be reinforced. You look to tariffs, protective tariffs. Obviously, the world doesn't want this protection, but there may be pockets of tariffs that have to be introduced. He'll do that very, very cautiously, I'm sure. And also, you have this Eskom that is spending so much money, $787 billion, not only Eskom, over the next 5 years on public infrastructure. That is an area that can be grasped, but the program that was set in place there has not really achieved the ambitions earlier on. And Rob Davies, the new minister, wants to make sure that there is more local content there, cutting the imports down to 30% rather than 40%.
Now, Buy Africa is the advice of two top Asian analysts who are forecasting the strong new economic twinning of Africa with Asia. There should be more thinking behind that. Why so? Why this advice?
You know, there was that period where the world economists said there was a decoupling, that most of the economies would still keep going, even if America suffered a serious decline. We know now that with the latest meltdown, that is not true. When America does go down, so does everybody else. But what is happening now behind the scenes is a new coupling. We can call it a new coupling. And in this post-meltdown era, we see that the Chinese ambitions to have great urbanization and the Indian ambitions to have great urbanization in their countries is still on, and that there is a new coupling between Asia and Africa, in particular in the real economy activities. We noticed that there were big delegations of Chinese in Africa in recent weeks, one in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the other one in Mozambique, and that their ambitions to have this great urbanization, which they feel that they deserve, which the Western world has had, which, you know, America's had its industrialization, Europe has had its rebuilding, Japan has built itself. There's still an ambition of China and India to create an urbanization success. And to do that, they need commodities. And the commodities, by and large, will have to come from Africa. And this is where that great link is. And this is why there are delegations of Asians coming here and looking for opportunities in Africa to mine. And that is where South Africa and Africans should also make sure that they partner these Asians to be part of this mining process, particularly South Africans who have great expertise in the field of mining.
And the launch of South Africa's Simbandile satellite has been delayed yet again, but this time to August. Reasons for that?
Yes, the Russians are going to launch our satellite. The South Africans, through SunSat, linked to Stellenbosch University, have built our satellite in South Africa. It's a question now of Simbandile getting into space. And to do that, we had an offer from the Russians to launch us into space. The unfortunate part about there have been a lot of delays with that. We were supposed to, in fact, have done it in 2007 when they were going to use a naval submarine. Then they said, no, we'll use Roscosmos in Kazakhstan. And now there's been a further delay because we are only going on as secondary payload. So our satellite will be secondary payload, it's not the primary payload. And there's been a delay with this weather satellite that the Russians want to put into space. And therefore, we have to also be delayed. So now the new date is August the 20th, probably it's around that time in August. And we have to, of course, still get our satellite to Russia. And so we need an export permit for that. That has to be granted by the South African Space Council. And then there's 40 days of preparation. So we're hoping that the South African Space Council will have shipped the satellite to Russia by mid-year.
That's Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.